Danny,
it's the Nuggets in a thriller. Ant Edwards' iconic block. And Russ Wilson to the Giants? All on a Celtics sweeping. Other sports talk radio shows weeping. Basketball Friday edition of the program. Let's go, Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What to do, baby?
Are you kidding me?
You got to give the Celtic fans credit. You know, they always come out strong. But you know what we say, right? They can take that L on the way out, baby.
Whoa. Let's go, Nuggets. I loved everything about it. The Celtics with the chance late in the game, but it made me think these guys can't win four games against the Nuggets. They can't do it. I could appreciate
who can beat the Nuggets in a seven-game series. I don't think anyone can.
No, definitely not. I hope that was not a rude awakening. No disrespect to Celtics fans. I got Stephen A. on my brain a little bit, who, like, Tatum is his MVP. He can't bring himself to just say that Jokic is the best player in the world and worthy and deserving of it. It's like Stephen A., he ain't, you know, it's not a race thing, but it is a race thing. He would never admit to, you know, Cracker Jokic just being like, better than
Kendrick Perkins last season.
A little bit. It's like that. But Stephen A. kind of should know better. And, you know, he says certain things that make, you know, he's a master. You know, he's a master wordsman. But, yeah, after that, a triple-double last night from Jokic. Spectacular.
AG going crazy with the dunks last night.
I mean, exclamation point put-back dunk, which is, you know, one of the dunks of the year could go, you know, if you, you know, a JJ, like, go on YouTube, the top 100 NBA plays of last season or something like that. That play could be number 12 on that list, that put back dunk.
That's two seasons in a row now where AG's had crazy dunks. He had that dunk against Landry Shamet in the Christmas game last season.
Yeah, that's right, on his forehead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good call, Gordon. Like, the Nuggets are just different. They're the best comp, and we've said it here for years now. It's
best home team on the Western Conference.
Yeah, it's true, but the come to fruition that they're like what the Warriors were, you know, for the last decade. It's just the coming out party for these Nuggets right now. They're so good. They're just super duper good. They got everything. And the beauty of it is it like looks like they're not working as hard as some other teams work. It's like graceful. It's majestic. It's a thing of beauty. And the Celtics are, I mean, hey, Celtics, I'll see you in Abu Dhabi. No, that's next preseason. But yeah, we'll see you guys in the finals if you get there. I'm not so sure they make it out of the East.
We'll see you in Cancun in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Cancun on three. So, you know, no big deal. The Celtics are still, it's a regular season game. You got to play a hell of a game to beat the Nuggets.
That's the first back-to-back losses for the Celtics this season.
Yeah. I mean, you only play an Eastern Conference opponent twice. Home and home, you know, one there, one here. But to kind of sweep these Celtics like that was a great statement for the Nuggets. They're the best team in the world. There's no doubt about it. For anyone who thought otherwise, what happened last night was that was an exclamation point. And then, you know, to me, well, it was kind of Drew Holiday heroics at the end that made it kind of interesting because they were in control. And then, hey, Jason Tatum from the corner to tie, right? That was the tie? Brick City. Brick City. Like, shoot. It was what we thought it would be. It was a late one. I hope the whole world got a chance to see. If you don't know, kind of now you know, and Coach Malone said it best. You come in here, you're probably going to have to take that L on the way out. And
they can take that L on the way out, baby.
Damn. What else? What else did you like about that game last night, Gordon?
I really loved how the bench played. The bench played really good, especially in those non-Jokic minutes. And Jamal, he kind of took that lead when Porter went off, AG went off. So I really liked how the bench played.
Yeah, Peyton Watson's 11 points were kind of important points. You know, Jokic 32, 12, and 11. It obviously, you know, goes all through the best player in the whole wide world. But, you know, Jamal 19, 6, and 8, I'll take that. I want Jamal to be around 23 or 24 every night. I think he can be. But if he's, I can't complain about 19, 6 boards and 8 assists. Because, you know, it's not all about the one guy or the second guy or the third guy. Obviously, because Michael Porter Jr. had another 9.2 rebound night. You know? And you know what? Change gears slightly. I said that Michael Porter Jr. should be competing with Jamal Murray every night for, you know, who's going to go get 25. And one night it's Jamal, one night it's Michael Porter Jr. And if they do it, you know, both of them do it, then the Nuggets probably score 135 points in a blowout fashion, you know? But 9 points is just oddly, weirdly, kind of unacceptable for this guy. It sucks. I don't know what this guy, you know, I don't know. You got to assert yourself. He can't be checked or stopped. You know, there's, again, the one thing, I guess he's not greedy. I guess he's not, you know, just a heartless Jamal Crawford, Jordan Clarkson-like score. I got to get mine. I'm sitting on 6. I got to get to 16 type of stuff. I mean, he didn't do that. Michael Porter Jr. doesn't do that. But you got to do a little bit more than the 9 points. Let's go out to the hotline. Get our guy. It's Peter. Hey, Peter.
First time caller, dude.
I don't believe that, Peter.
That's racist, dude. You just met me.
No, I just could tell your voice. I could tell you're from the hood. So what's up? Did you see the Nuggets last night? You feeling pretty good about it?
Dude, come on. There's no way we beat them in their house. We beat them in our house.
I mean, actually, the victory, Gordon, help me. How many straight games had they won before we beat them there? They were undefeated at home.
They were undefeated at home. They won 20 straight games.
Yeah, they were 20-0 at home. So you can say, you know, there's probably what, two or three other teams have had kind of big-time marquee victories. Of the five or six biggest regular season victories that any team has had, any team, all the teams, the Nuggets in Boston is one of them, and then the Nuggets holding off Boston last night is another one. The Nuggets
That just shows we're going to beat them. That just shows we're going to beat them over there and here. And they're not even They're not even in their level, dude. And I don't know, Danny, if you're going to cheer for us or if you're going to cheer for Boston when the time comes. So I'm asking you now, who are you cheering for? Because if you say Denver, that's it.
Hey.
Our system's gone, dude.
That's racist. Man, the Nuggets, I'm telling you, bro, this is the coming out part. Do you know what I would love to happen? Shoot, I would love this. The Nuggets win another championship with this group this year. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Not fall short. And you're thinking, well, oh, you'd love that? Yeah, of course. But what I mean by that is not having to go get a Dame Lillard or go get one of those guys to help you win another one. Eventually they will. But I want another one with this group of dudes right now. And then, you know, next year, the year after, once somebody's kind of caught us in the West, then we go move on from Michael Porter Jr. We do whatever we got to do to retool. But how awesome would it be, man? Because, you know, it's cool. Like, the NFL matters so much here in the United States, right? It's just it's everything. Hockey's kind of a global sport, but hockey's not kind of, you know, it's never reached the echelon of these other sports in this country. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky was cool, and he made hockey kind of matter there for a little bit. And but it's just different. The NBA, man, is a like a truly global brand, like baseball. You know, Otani's a global star. And to, you know, be the best basketball team in the whole wide world when there's other leagues and there's club teams and there's all these countries. Yeah, bro, there's, you know, there's good basketball in Israel and Greece. All the, they got leagues there.
The
good.
European leagues, those ones are big over there.
They're really good. There's some good players.
They had them all over, but what, like they said, like you're saying, Danny, they know that the Denver Nuggets are something finally, and we've always wanted that, and we don't care that no one else knows right now.
As long as we
finally got a championship, and it's not about championships, it's about how Nikola is going with it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm here to do a job. That's all I'm here to do. I'm not here to be a famous athlete or put me on a pedestal or anything like that. That's what I love
about
the Denver Nuggets.
Don't put that P on a pedestal. Do not put that P on a pedestal.
I understand about Michael Porter Jr., and everybody wants him to play better. That boy could shoot and take. He's been doing so much better this year, taking the whole bodying people up. I wish he could do more. I wish he'd be the home Joker's homie, but we can't have it all. Don't I mean?
Yeah, you're right. He serves a great role and a great purpose, but he makes a ton of money.
He makes a lot of money. I'd rather pay him that money so that he's doing what he's doing and not pay him that, and we don't have no champion whatsoever. Because he helped out last year, even though he got 9 points in our debut last year for our ring, he still helped out.
Porzingis had a heck of a night. He went for 24-12, and Jaylen Brown scored 41 points, 41-14. He was the refs pissed him off early in the game. Jaylen Brown.
I seen that. Yeah, he was mad. That was pretty.
The
hilarious.
Refs pissed him off big time. He should have got thrown out of the game, but when Tony Brothers turned around his back, he kind of kept going. And if you would have saw that, I swear he would have been thrown out of the game. But my point is, to hold Jason Tatum to 15 points and 4 rebounds like that. That guy had 50 in like a game 7 last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that right, Jason Tatum? Gordon, help me with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but he's come up way short in a lot of big time occasions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what the Boston is. They're nothing but showboats. I guarantee you, if the Lakers could play the Boston Celtics and maybe in the championship, the Lakers would win because they have a little bit more heart than the Boston Celtics.
Well, the Celtics get out in front. And they'll score, you know, they've had a couple of those wins here by 50 points. They can, you know, they're front runners a little bit. But when you get in a battle like this, you know, Drew Holiday down the stretch, a guy who's like known for not wanting to shoot the ball, a distributor, one of the best defensive guys in the league, he was the one taking big clutch shots for them down the stretch. I'm not so sure about that.
He's soft, dude. You know what I mean? He doesn't want, he can't handle the pressure. It's almost like a Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
But a little bit more stardom, you know what I mean? And he's not handling it. He said, I don't want it.
The Nuggets, Peter, a lot like this show, listen, a lot like this show, make love to pressure. That's what we do. We do it day in and day out. We slow it down. We smooth it out. We keep it fresh and sexy for the ladies. Hey, we got to go.
Vocals are everybody else. Sexually.
Right. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as a text line. Gordon, get us out of here. Join the conversation. Gordon's working hard back there, so we'll, you know, text line it up later. He'll get you. If you're calling and you're waiting, it's ringing for a minute or two. That's just kind of the way it's got to be. We'll get you. We promise. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Russell Wilson and the Giants. That's kind of interesting. He's talking to the Steelers right now, where there's, you know, smoke, there's some fire there. The Steelers obviously would have some interest in Russ. And if Russ wants to go beat out Kenny Pickett, which he can do and would do, then I think the Steelers probably win 10 games with Russ next year, maybe more, because he brings a dynamic and kind of a leadership thing, does some stuff that I think would kind of fit there. It would kind of fit there. I think they'd kind of appreciate Russ there a little bit more than here with, you know, Russ trying to influence a bunch of Jerry Judy's and young guys. And shoot, I don't know. The Broncos are a mess. We have plenty of time to talk about it, but let's feel good about this Nuggets victory. And, you know, just projecting forward, Nuggets getting their act together at the perfect time. Let's talk about it more. Danny and Gordon, Smiley Sports. From night till the morn, girl, it really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. I got my first real 6-string. Boy, it at the 5 and done. Played it till my fingers bled. that's rock and roll, Gordon. Actually, kind of soft rock. If that's rock, I don't want to be right. That's just a weird thing.
It's soft rock.
It's soft rock. It's nice. I like that. No Alex today. Gordon is in. No Jeff today. He is doing a family skiing thing. Which I always say, if you're a once or twice a year skier, just don't even waste your time. Go up and like have like that. Some of the dads tonight coming up tonight are going to Avon and gonna have dinner, and they're gonna, some of them are gonna ski, and a couple, you know, just one or two are gonna go just have dinner. I don't think I'm gonna go up there with these dads tonight, but I wouldn't go waste my time renting skis and doing the whole thing. I mean, like, they're real skiers. They're gonna be waiting around for me. They're gonna be going down the little guy's hill, if we, you know, waiting for me.
They'll be going on black diamonds. You'll be doing the bunny slopes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'd rather just stay in the clubhouse with the ski bunnies. But so yeah, if you're like a once or twice a year skier guy, I wouldn't even waste my kind of time with that kind of stuff. But if you're, you know, the drive, the this, the that, it's just the crowds. It's tough out there on the streets of Aspen.
It's rough up there.
It is rough up
there. It's really sketchy up there.
Let's go out to the hotline. No Jeff today means you guys have to pick up his slack a little bit. Whoa, I hear some. That's deep breathing. It's the one, it's the only singer-songwriter. It's Chuck Nasty. Hey, Chuck.
Danny, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay, man. Glad to hear you do a hell of a job, and you got a hard job, and you make it look easy.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, buddy. You're one of the best.
Hey, so now let's get to the meat. The Broncos have lost their GD minds.
Uh-oh.
All they care about is they're building a little Bronco world for $5 billion out there past Aurora, and they're making our new uniforms the ugliest hell uniforms. And I hate our new uniforms.
Eesh.
But the Broncos have lost their mind. They get rid of one of the best quarterbacks ever lived, best quarterback in the league. He's got no help. Jadavious Williams, is that his name?
Sure.
He cuts the wrong way every time. Instead of cutting to the open field, he cuts right into the tacklers.
You're talking about Javonte?
I saw him do that 200 times this year.
Yeah, he didn't.
Jerry Judy sucks. Garrett Bowles sucks. McGlinchey sucks. Get rid of all those guys. Yeah. Why are they keeping those guys?
You're kind
of
right.
Justin Simmons, Hall of Fame Justin Simmons, whoa. We let him go.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Hall of Fame.
They've lost their minds. Three, 4 years from now, they will fire Sean Payton. And in 10 years, we might make the playoffs. We're done as a franchise. We should move to Boise.
Well, they already got a Broncos there.
Albuquerque.
Okay. They don't got much there.
Anywhere. It's past embarrassing. It's just, they've lost their minds.
Do you know what? Justin Simmons.
There's no adults in the room.
Four-time second team All-Pro. You know, two Pro Bowls. One of those Pro Bowls was not a All-Pro year. So that's like five, you know, Pro Bowls. If he'd have won a little bit, or say he plays and makes two or three more All-Pros, nah, he's not getting in the Hall of Fame. Never mind. But he's a nice player.
I can't count how many times Jerry Judy dropped the ball.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks. And I tell it to his face. That's how much I don't like the guy. He should have been on a bus out of town 4 years ago. I don't know what's going on. It's almost like I want to not be a Bronco fan anymore. Because they're really doing a bad job.
It's tough.
It's just terrible.
Well,
everything I see just stinks.
Well, listen, then we got the Nuggets, okay? I know it's our Broncos.
Yeah, Nuggets!
Let's put
it on the Celts last night.
Let's be happy about the Nuggets and feel good about it.
I am happy about the Nuggets.
Okay.
They're wonderful. Getting a third MVP for Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
I like our chances to go all the way this year.
He might have sealed the deal for that third MVP last night. I don't know what else could happen down the stretch.
I mean, he kind of sealed the deal when
Boston ain't going to win it, that's for sure.
He sealed the deal when Embiid technically was out.
Yeah, but Shea and Jason Tatum.
They were never going to catch him.
Watch, say Tatum went for 41 last night instead of Jaylen Brown in a win. I'm telling you, that would have changed. The odds makers would have put Tatum right on Jokic's heels. Hey, but we got to go, Chuck, but you're one of my favorite guys, you know?
Oh, yeah, Danny, we were his day.
Yeah.
And we got the Avalanche. They look pretty good, too. They're at least trying.
Yeah, they're moving to shake, and we'll see what happens here with these new players that they added.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got
to
go.
All right, well, I'll get back. I tried to call yesterday, but you had some guy selling something on there.
No. We had a coach. He's one of these youth coaches. Yeah, he's a good dude.
I love youth coaches.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we got to go. Good stuff.
Ciao.
Ciao. Man, that guy's something. He really is. They don't make him like that anymore. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Who's next? Call us, okay? Give me a couple guys we haven't heard from in a long time. You know, Chuck just wanted to air a little bit of airing of some grievances. Who sucks? He was like going through
Just want to let some energy. Just want to let something out.
The who sucks roll call for the Broncos. He's kind of right. McGlinchey, is it worth that kind of money? I'd rather have a guy making nothing, coming in there and working his ass off, than a guy in McGlinchey who's making a ton of money. He's just kind of average. I don't mean to take it out on him, but you know, you spend all this money on guys this last offseason. I don't know why they did that. Did they, you know, especially when deep down Sean kind of knew I don't really like Russ. I can't really compete with Russ, and I'm not all the way in on Russ. Like a relationship, if you're not all the way in, it's gonna not all the way work, you know. So let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. The Avalanche, shoot.
I feel really good with these moves that the Avs have made.
Oh, I do too, because Johansson
went to Philly. And
dude,
then
he stunk.
And then like 5 minutes later, he got waived by them.
That never worked.
There was something wrong in the locker room there.
Well, there's players saying, you know, and there's guys who, you know, think they're working hard. That ain't hard work. They think they know what it takes to win. They don't. They, you know, come in here and try to be a part of a winner. We were winning before they got here, you know? So, yeah, I hope that they got their, you know, their act together. I love that the NHL trade deadline is so late in the season. I kind of think that's cool.
And today.
I don't know if that would work for the NBA. I think they kind of have to, you know, pull the plug around that All-Star game when the trade deadline is, because of how, you know, hard it is to get a guy into your offense and make it really work. But hockey's different, man. Bang, bang, we're just skating and flying. A couple guys have some chemistry. These guys, you know, great penalty kill, great skater. You kind of find a way to, you know, make the team better. So let's go to break. We'll come back and we'll get it. Danny Williams, my guy Gordon, back on the other side. It's Molly Sports. Gordon, yes or no on Miley?
I don't know. That's in the middle spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Probably a pass for me.
Yeah.
Her music's been better than ever.
Music's good.
But I don't know. I'm kind of probably with Liam Hemsworth on this one. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction, the participation. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. Lots of stuff to talk about. Where do we go from here, Gordon? The Broncos kind of make us feel bad about ourselves. There's that need and that sense of, feeling like we got to talk the right amount of Broncos every kind of show. But I feel so good talking about the Nuggets. I'm so proud of these guys. It's hard to...
I mean, it's Friday. I don't want to get my Friday all ruined by depressing Broncos talk.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate with the Nuggets. Avs are looking good right now. They're taking on Minnesota tonight.
Okay. Then I'm going to pull up the NBA standings, okay? And then
it's looking really tight, and I mean the West is looking pretty set right now. I think all the teams all the way to the last play-in spot, that's what the playoffs is going to look like for the West.
I think when it's all said and done, the Nuggets probably find the way to the one seed. I mean, they're a half game. They're one game behind the Timberwolves and a half game behind the Thunder. They're the third seed. Timberwolves 1, Thunder 2, Nuggets 3, Clips 4, Pelicans 5, playing some pretty good ball lately. Suns 6, Kings 7, Mavericks 8, Warriors 9, and Lakers 10. So that's kind of where the line is drawn. The NBA, there's no way, shape, or form the, you know, Lakers don't at least play in. And then, you know, you look at, okay, threats. The Thunder, it took the Nuggets what felt like forever to get to championship contention, you know, to get to the conference finals, to get to championship contention. It felt like it took them forever. Now we're like right in the midst of it, right? So the Thunder in 2 or 3 years, no. In 2 or 3 years, it's going to be dangerous because they have so much young talent. They're going to have another player to emerge. I mean, they might have another couple, like another star or two on that roster besides Shea and besides Chet, whatever he's going to develop into. But it takes time. I mean, I put a roast on the other day. Okay, Gordon, you with me? And it was like the middle of the afternoon on the crock pot. And I knew I was running out of time. So I boiled the broth before I put it into the crock pot. So it was already hot.
It was already hot. So then you just...
I boiled the carrots.
Oh.
Okay. Then I chopped my potatoes and once the carrots were close, threw in my chopped potatoes, boiled those. So we kind of had a little bit of a, and then I threw it, you know, drained it, threw it in, kind of cut some little slices into my roast itself, the meat itself, just to kind of get in there. Not big ones because, you know, you spend money on the meat, you want it cooked right. And it was okay. You know, after a couple hours, it was okay, but like the carrots weren't just all the way kind of right. The meat wasn't, because it takes a long time to do it right. You got to start it in the morning.
That's a full day.
That's a six hour type of deal. And I tried to do it in 2.5. Or 3. I tried to cut the time down in half, you know. And it was pretty good. I'm like, you know, my kids are sweet. Olivia's like, Dad, it's a 9 out of 10. I'm going to rate this. It's 9.5 out of 10. I'm like, thanks.
Deep down, it's a 6 out of 10.
It was just like a 7 out of 10. It really was like a 6 or 7 out of 10. You hit it on the head, Gordon.
You blew it!
Because it takes time to do it right. Golden State didn't happen overnight. And the Nuggets, we know, didn't happen overnight. But now that we're here, we want it to last as long as it possibly can. And just kind of the point is the Thunder are good, man. They're ahead of schedule. But do you know who was ahead of schedule last year? The Memphis Grizzlies were kind of
They totally fell down after the whole Ja Morant situation.
Of course. But the last couple years, man, they're pushing 55, 60 wins. They're looking ahead of schedule. They're looking like the next great threat. So, you know, 2 steps forward and 1 step back. The Thunder might not even be as good as they are next year because of a lot of different reasons. So, and then you got to talk about the Timberwolves a little bit. Carl Anthony Towns, I'm kind of, you know, half choking, kind of half not. You lose Carl Anthony Towns and then the Timberwolves are maybe a better for it because he's sticky. He's, you know, he's a big, he wants to stand at the 3-point line. Having him and Gobert on the floor at the same time, like Anthony Edwards, it's like, get out of the way so I could dunk. You know, do my thing. The Timberwolves aren't quite built all the way right.
They did have a good win last night against the Pacers.
No, that block that he had
there. That block at the end. They gave
a big lead to the Pacers. The Pacers had all the momentum, everything going for them, and that was an iconic kind of swat.
And, you know, the guys on TNT last night, they were talking about how the Nuggets will probably come out of the West this season, and they said that it will be Minnesota in the next 2-3 seasons.
Clippers, I can't quite see them when push comes to shove and Harden wants the ball.
We have the Clippers numbers.
No doubt about it. And then they're kind of, you know, coming back down to earth since they lost Russell Westbrook, who's, I don't know if he's going to come back this season. I think his season's over. After that is the Pelicans, who are 37-25, the 5 seed. They're 7-3 over their last 10. Suns, Kings, Mavericks Warriors. It just, as much as we might have this like little fear in the back of our heart a little bit, and just kind of, you know, we respect everybody, we're the Nuggets, you know, we want to get ahead of ourselves. No, it's is our time, okay? Their time. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how great the Russians are. It's our time, okay? And it's just what it feels like to me. The Nuggets, shoot, they're clearly the best team in the NBA, and they win this championship because I don't think the Celtics are going to get out of the East. It's too jumbled. It's too, like, the Celtics aren't that much better than the Bucks, and I think the Bucks, once the playoffs roll around, will become a different animal. The Cavaliers have been one of the hottest teams in the NBA for the last month or so.
I think the Cavs can make a really nice deep run the finals this season. They've been that kind of sneaky.
Well, they've
team
been
this
hurt.
Season.
They've had, you know, Garland hurt. They've had, you know, had some. They've added Strauss, right? They're trying to put it all back together, but they got a lot of good pieces. And then after that, Magic Heat, Magic Knicks Heat, Sixers are still somehow a 7 seed. I wonder if they'll be able to hang on there. Pacers, 6 games over 500, but, you know, there's a lot of offense, not a lot of defense. The East is weird, though, because the Knicks can beat the Bucks or the Cavs. The Heat might be able to give the Celtics some kind of fits. I'm not sure how they do it. It's got to be a Spoelstra thing. It's got to be like a Jimmy Butler, you know, different kind of level he takes his game to when it really matters.
Like the series he had against the Celtics last season, the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, he just was controlling the game itself. And he wasn't controlling the game by scoring 40 points every night. He was controlling like the tempo and the pace and the energy and like the emotion. It was all Jimmy Butler, and he just kind of made it happen. So the Celtics got to worry about those teams before they got to worry about the Denver Nuggets. And the Nuggets are just really on kind of, well, not cruise control, but it's about doing all the right things, staying healthy, getting better, and peaking at the right time. That's kind of what it's about, and they're kind of doing that. So,
the only thing I would concern about with the Nuggets is, say they do make the finals this season, they're probably not going to have home court because depending on who they face, what the Celtics are ahead of them, Minnesota is ahead of them, they're not going to have home court.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
I think they catch. I think they end up as the one seed.
Not overall.
Okay. You can't catch the Celtics at this point. The overall, it will be the Celtics.
Yeah.
But again, the Celtics, you got to get to the finals before we got to worry about that kind of stuff. Because other than the Celtics, the Nuggets would be a one seed over everybody else in the East, I think. I closed it, but I'm pretty sure. So let's set up a break. We'll come back. There's some stuff going on around the NFL. There's some moving and shaking happening. Let's talk about Russell Wilson on the other side a little bit. I think that he's got some football left, some good football left in him. And he's going to prove that. And this wasn't the right place to do it. Turn that up a little bit. I'm going to jam real quick. Even louder. A little bit more. Yes. It's Molly Sports. And he says, I feel nice, like sugar and spice. And he just keeps repeating it over and over again. But, I mean, like, no one would ever say this isn't one of, like, the greatest songs of all time. Turn that up, Gordon. I mean, it's like, so nice. Like, it's just, that's, damn, this is just an all-time song. It's got 2 lines. I feel good. That's a good choice. We've done that before. Like, we were like, that's like the greatest song of all time. And it's just kind of simple. James Brown, man. Woof. Let's go out to the hotline. Get our guy. He's a mayhem icon. He is our college football expert. He dabbles in college basketball. Find his stuff nowhere. except for right here and right now, it's Chris Nash, a.k.a. Chris Cash. What up?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm just seeing how you doing. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. What's going on? How's life treating you?
Oh, not bad. It's snowing out. That's what's going on.
Yeah. It's Jack's birthday.
So, you know, it's yesterday, yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Big 11.
Nice.
It was.
The big guy.
I haven't heard any March Madness talk.
I got my eye on some of these conference tournaments, and we could talk about who you think are, you know, some of the 3, 4, 5, 10, 6, I don't know, best teams in the country who have a chance to do it. And then we might have a couple minutes to talk about the expansion of the college football playoff, the 5+7?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. I think it's very interesting. I love it. I think it's great. I love it.
It is, but now they're talking, you know, SEC and Big Ten each want so many teams per.
Well,
which
is probably the right call, right? How is that not fair? You know,
no,
as long as there's three or four kind of at-larges or wild cards or whatever you want to call them, then everybody should kind of be, you know, look at Georgia and Alabama. Well, that's two. Then you got Ohio State and Michigan that, you know, this year that would have been four. So shoot, what else? Let's keep going. Right. So Texas would have been
five.
Let's see. Texas would have been five.
So the first four get byes. So Texas would have had a home game against the 12 seed.
Yes.
So then you got to figure out, all right, who's the 12?
Appalachian State. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, but so you don't know, you know, what it's worth though is like for a school like K-State, my school, you know, they could be good enough to always get that first round home game before they go play the top four.
Watch this real quick, okay? Here's the top 12 teams in the country how it finished last year, okay?
Okay.
Michigan, Washington, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, Missouri is 9, Ohio State 10, Arizona 11, LSU 12. The only problem with that is, like, where's the little guys? The first little guy is North Carolina State, you know, Atlantic, you know, ACC, but that's not really even a little guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Liberty, Conference USA, 13-1, 25, finished number 25 in the country. Do they get a jump?
So
do they get a jump?
They would have got an at-large bid, I think.
But over Penn State, who finished 13?
So it's going to be interesting next year to see how that all plays out. So, I mean, they're just obvious reasons they're trying to get more TVI. But, of course, you know, they say sooner or later, every team that's good football is going to be in one of the top two conferences, the SEC or the Big Ten. I mean, like Vanderbilt, did they really deserve to be in the SEC? But they're a founding member.
Well, their grades keep the rest of the SEC's grades up, I think.
Right.
I think that they have them in there for literally the academics that they need for to spread out over the entirety of the conference. I don't know if that's true. That's something I made up, but.
Well, it sounds good.
Thank you. What about college hoops? Is Houston the best team in the country or not really?
I think it's Houston and UConn are looking out. They're playing very well right now. Now, Purdue, the funny thing about Purdue is they got a 7'4" guy. So, but that's not the way the game's played anymore. But he's still 7'4" and nobody can guard him.
Well, after they got, you know, lost in the first round last year, they did add a couple new type of players. But the core of the team, the coach, all that kind of stuff, that's scary.
Yeah, they got a couple guards that are a little higher class than they had last year. But, you know, it's funny, though. I'm looking. You know, the Mountain West is going to have more teams in the tournament than the ACC.
We've talked about that. Mountain West is good because you got Utah State, you got CSU, you got San Diego State, right? And I'm leaving another one or two schools out there who are kind of top 40, top 50 schools, teams.
They got Nevada. I mean,
yeah.
What's interesting, though, is
Nevada, that's right.
They got They got CU in the last Final Four. Jerry Palm, he's got CU in at the last four.
Well, a week ago, a week ago I saw them as first four out.
Yeah, they moved them up. He's moved them up. So
that'd be cool if they can make the tournament. I mean, you know, they got a really great player, and you know,
Dion. And this tournament is going to be. I think it's going to be hard to just go pick on the name only because it's so wide open this year. There's not one dominant. I mean, look at KU. They've had they're good, but they're six, seven guys at the most. But if they get hot, who knows? So
I mean, Kansas has proven they can beat anybody. I don't mean historically. I mean this season. They've had some losses. They're 21-8. They're not like their usual 25-3, but they're the 14th. They're the 14th team in the country. They'll probably be the third or fourth seed in in some region.
Yep.
And Kentucky's right under them. I mean, shoot.
Yeah.
Kansas or Kentucky can go to the Final Four so very easily.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a team in Omaha, Creighton, who's playing very well.
They weren't early in the season. They had a couple letdowns. They've got it going now.
In the last 10 weeks, they beat UConn, and now this was at home, but they beat UConn and Marquette. So.
Yeah, we saw Creighton last year here when they were here. Me and JJ went, because they were in our little region here. That was cool. That was cool. And Baylor.
So I think taking underdogs this year in the tournament might not be the worst.
You mean betting like taking the points in these games or taking these dogs in your brackets?
Both. I think taking the dogs in, because I think these brackets could get blown up real quick outside of the Houston UConns.
I like South Florida. I've messed with them all season long. They've been good, South Florida. They're ranked 24. Mm-hmm. They're good. Dayton, 25.
Yeah, I know.
This is wild.
This is going to be an interesting year. Like BYU, they weren't supposed to be any good, but look at them. Now they hit threes, they win. They don't hit threes, they lose. So what day are they going to get?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I think this year is going to be a very interesting. I mean, Nebraska's, they got him in.
And do you know
Nebraska
what?
In the tournament?
Even going back up to the top. North Carolina, I don't believe it. They're number seven. I don't really believe in them. I think they're going to fall flat. Marquette is what at one point was number one in the country. They're number eight now. You know, they kind of, it's hard at a school like that to go reel them off. That's why Houston is so unique because are they really that good or not? I mean, there's Big 12 basketball now. It's not like the Houston of 7 years ago.
No,
but shoot, I don't know. That's tough, man. We got like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
What do you got in 30 seconds?
I like Houston. I think Houston playing. They're going to play KU this weekend. I like Houston over KU.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, that's about Duke, New Carolina. I take Duke.
Okay.
They play tomorrow. Those are my two. I don't think the lines are out on them yet. They might be, but those are my two.
Okay. Good stuff. Let's catch up.
All right, talk to you later, brother.
Later, bye. It's Chris Nash, our guy. He's our college football guy, a little bit of college basketball stuff. He's really good. Find his stuff nowhere. Not on Twitter. He don't have a website. He's not peddling anything. He doesn't want you to sign up for anything. He's our guy, exclusively. All right, Gordon, we have about 2 minutes left. What are you thinking here? What do we got what's your best last 2 minutes? What did Eric do earlier today with his last 2 minutes?
I wasn't here this morning, so I don't know what Eric talked about.
Came just for me?
Came just for you. Alex had to head out to high school basketball.
Are you going to check any of that stuff out this weekend?
I don't know.
To take JJ.
I'm busy with RMAC softball this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, so it's going to be a tight schedule, but I might try and catch high school stuff on Twitter.
You said you got the RMAC stuff?
RMAC, yep.
That's kind of worth the I get the NFL, I think.
Did you see the big upset in the RMAC this on Tuesday night, women's basketball?
Well, of course it did, but why don't you tell the listeners about it?
CSU Pueblo upsetting number one Colorado Mesa.
No way!
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah!
I love that. That is badass. Okay.
My Colorado Christian, they fell short on Tuesday night against Regis. Really close game. It was a really good game, but just fell short, but high futures ahead of them.
Nice. I kind of, it's weird because they're all local and regional here. I like them all. Like, I like them. Oh, good for them. You know, it's kind of like that. So, Gordon, way to come in and do a great job on short notice again. I run the show. If it's not Alex, I wouldn't really have anyone other than you. That's true. You and Knights do a really good job. Good stuff. Hope to see you around soon. Okay, buddy? Let's party. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys big time. I don't know if it's going to get worse than this. It's kind of cold, but it's right around the corner, that great weather. So, you know, put that North Face, you know, not in the closet, away yet. Got to rock it a little bit more.
I'll be rocking it this weekend.
Let's go. The rocket don't stop it. The rocket don't stop. We appreciate you guys, and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
See you, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Swagger back. Stop. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rollie. I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city. I'm a new